Through May 3rd, DC's Mosaic Theater Company has brought together a stellar team of local talent and nationally recognized artists for a production of Young John Lewis, a hip-hop-based musical retelling of the crusading congressman's formative years, with music by Kokai, book and lyrics by Salmain 24, and direction by company artistic director Reginald L. Douglas. Talk about a great lineup. Now, to talk about the piece and the process, I am thrilled to welcome to WBJC author Salmain 24. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me, Gavin. I appreciate it.
It is hard to argue with the life of John L. Lewis as dramatic fodder for the stage. I am curious what initially propelled you to approach it as a musical, even operatic treatment, arguably, and then landed you at hip-hop as the musical vocabulary for that.
Yeah, well, I was actually the lucky recipient of a commission from Theatrical Outfit, a theater down in Atlanta. Matt Torney had just gotten the artistic director job down there, and it was actually his idea to do this piece on John Lewis and his formative years. He essentially just had the title, Young John Lewis, and then knew that the piece that he wanted to produce would investigate John Lewis's activist years. And so we sat down and had a meeting, and I agreed to do it. Now, I must say I embarrassingly didn't know a whole bunch about John Lewis prior to that. But as I did research and spoke to folks who knew him, I fell in love with him and realized just, you know, what an absolute revolutionary and radical figure he was.
Truly. And I love that you subtitled the piece Prodigy of Protest, because truly, I think there was such an early, not only investment in it, but leadership in it that came from him at a remarkably young age, at a crossroads moment, both of the civil rights and social justice movement and really of our nation's history. How do you restrict yourself within the span of work? Even in his formative years, there's so much to cover, so many historical intersections. How do you focus the narrative?
Great question. So really, you think about this piece being a work of dramatic art. So you want to make sure that the arc is tight and satisfying. So, you know, while we cannot obviously hit every single important moment in his life at that point, we sort of hit main markers. So, of course, there's a scene where he gets introduced to the philosophy of nonviolent direct action. We see him meeting Dr. King for the first time. Of course, you have to touch on the freedom rides and Bloody Sunday and sort of things like that. So just making sure that emotional truth always is present in the play, and it also works as a musical.
I love that for you, it became a process of interrogation and exploration as well. I think there's probably a more exciting dramaturgical approach for you when you don't necessarily know the subject. You get to approach it with the questions that you might want an audience to do. Well, what's there about the sort of peek behind the curtain of the man behind the myth that you uncovered that struck you against that backdrop of massive historical context?
Yeah. One of the things that struck me most about John, and this is something that I learned from speaking to people who knew him, was his great sensitivity, his heart. And I think that's part of what drove his activism. He was a man who felt deeply and was also incredibly courageous. And speaking to a gentleman by the name of Charles Black, who was a contemporary of John's, he said that one thing that made John stand out, that if there was any dangerous sort of proposition ahead of them, John was always the first one to say, hey, I'll do it. Even if no one else thought they should do it or would do it, John would always be willing to move forward with that sort of courage and fearlessness.
Well, the heart and history of Young John Lewis is on stage at Mosaic Theater Company through May 3rd. Tickets and more information are online at mosaictheater.org. Thanks so much to my guest today, Salmain 24. Congrats on the new show's success.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me on.